The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to MilSpouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm your host, Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm now the mom of four young adults, including one active duty son. I also wrote the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. Through my experiences, I came to believe that we're only stronger together. Whatever life is throwing your way as a military spouse, let's talk about it. Hello, and welcome to episode 62. This is Jen, and I am so glad you're here with me wherever you are in the world, and I hope things are going great. And whether you're a first-time listener or you've been with me for a long time, I'm just so glad that you took time out to join me today. So just a reminder, as always, please subscribe and share the podcast. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. I've been sharing those on my social media. That is one of the most helpful things you can do to bring the MilSpouse Matters podcast in front of other listeners. So I really, really appreciate that so much when you do that. You can always find all the past episodes at MilSpouseMatters.com. Just click the podcast tab and you can find all the past episodes there, plus show notes, any resources mentioned, and all the ways you can subscribe. You can listen to it right there, all the past episodes. There's a whole library of, you can just click and listen right there, or you can find it in whatever podcast player you're using. So April is the month of the military child, and we're going to be talking today about resources for our amazing military kids. But first, a little bit of history. Did you know that the month of the military child was first established back in 1986 by the former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger? And so we take a whole month to celebrate these military kids, and you may have some events near you. A lot of schools will do something for military kids. There's always a day set aside to wear purple for military kids, and it's called Purple Up. And purple references the joint environment of the military. So it encompasses all service branches, active duty, reserve, National Guard, and veterans. And I think this year, the Purple Up Day is on April 16th. So I'll be talking about some places you can find resources for your military kid. But one of the places that has what they call a Month of the Military Child Toolkit for you to use in your local area, and it's a download, and it includes official Month of the Military Child poster, a Purple Up poster for your area, so you can print it off and identify the date you're celebrating Purple Up, stickers, certificates of recognition for military-connected kids, and even t-shirts, which you can purchase. And these are on the MSEC website, Military Child Education Coalition, militarychild.org, where you can find everything I just mentioned in that toolkit. So if you haven't heard me talk before, you may not know much about me, and I thought I would just give a little introduction about my military kids. My husband served for 31 years in the Air Force. I was with him from the beginning. We met when he was brand new airman at his first base, dated for a couple of years, and then I was married to him for 29 years of his military career, and we have four children. Our oldest turns 30 this year, which is crazy, and he is also active duty. Our other three children are in their 20s as well. And so we raised all of them in the military environment. I've written quite a lot about our journey as parents of military-connected kids and also going from being a military spouse to the parent of active duty. And I will link to that. Actually, everything I mention, I will make sure to link to. So you can just go to the show notes for this episode and there will be a link. Wherever you're listening, just click it and you can go find it if you're interested in anything I mention. That transition from being a military spouse to a mom of an active duty person was a little bit surprising. And I'm just going to digress here for a second and jump to things I love. I've been trying to do that every week just to bring you a new resource. And I wanted to mention, because it fits perfectly here, Elaine Bry's brand new podcast for military parents. And you may remember she's the author of the book, Be Safe, Love Mom. And she was with me on episode 22. She's a veteran herself, spouse of active duty, who's now retired, and the mom of four service members. So she's been there, done that, and I think has been through the last time I remember her saying was like 17 deployments of her kids. So her podcast is great from parents of military. So it's called Be Safe, Love Mom. So be sure if you're a parent of a military member or you want to share it with your own parents or in-laws, check out her brand new podcast. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So as a parent of military kids, you know, I've observed them all through their growing up. And I feel like I actually really learned a lot from them. You know, you start off raising your kids and you're in charge of helping them grow up and learn. And I was not a military child. So there was a lot of things that they were going through that I just didn't know how to handle it necessarily. And I always talk about this, our faith, you know, has framed and guided the decisions we've made and how we've tried to raise our children. But as you're going through this life and you see them go through things and these challenges, you're not always sure exactly how to help them cope with it if you haven't been through it yourself, even if you have, because everybody's so different. And so I've told this story before, but I remember, I believe we were living in Germany. I was my husband's He was gone for a year to Afghanistan, and we had made the decision to stay in Germany and not have more upheaval for the kids, because our oldest was a senior in high school. And so when you're overseas, you have, or at the time anyway, we didn't have a lot of choices for television. In English, it was like either BBC or we had AFN, Armed Forces Network. And I don't know if it's still the same, but that's what it was then. Everybody loves those AFN commercials. I had turned on the TV and there was a show, and I can't remember the name of it. It was like a documentary, and it was about military brats, and it was not good. It was really depressing. And I know that the people that were in it, they had grown up during like the Vietnam era in the 70s and 80s. So this is who they were talking to, was adults now. And, you know, the rates of like depression and just issues they were having. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, and their feelings of rootlessness. So a lot of them were having issues with long-term relationships and even substance abuse. And I just thought, what have we done? What have we done to these kids? I sat down and was kind of getting teary about it because I thought, you know, it's too late. You know how your mind goes, because you want to do the right thing for your kids. I just was sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, what have we done? What have we done? And I thought, what is going to be the outcome for our own kids? So one of my kids walked through right then, my 12-year-old. She said, "What's wrong, Mom?" Because she could see that I was really upset. And so I just, the other kids kind of came in, and my oldest son was in there. And I said, "I am just so sorry." And like I was apologizing and telling them I was so sorry they had to go through this, their dad being deployed again and everything. And I think I just started crying, and they were kind of all looking at me like, okay, she's lost it. My oldest son said, "It is okay, Mom. We're really okay." And they weren't just saying it to comfort me. I think that they really thought their life was great because we'd always embrace it as an adventure. And I thought, you know what? Nobody's perfect. No family is perfect. Everybody's going to have their issues someday. I feel like as a mom of grown kids and now a grandmother, I think everybody's going to grow up and be like, okay, my parents didn't do this certain thing right. And I thought, we're just human. We're just normal. And I really realized that even though there were struggles and we had never whitewashed any of that with them, they all said they would not trade their lives for anything. So I talked to lots of other military kids that view their childhood as an asset because they've gotten to travel. They realize the world is bigger than just the little place like where I grew up. You know, I didn't have that world view. And so I realized that for them, the world was different because they're so much more connected than perhaps the kids or the adults on that show who were interviewed. Even outside of the military, moving to a new city is so much more common than it used to be, not just for military families. Social media, video chat, everything has changed how we keep in touch with each other, not just friends, but even our extended families. And so I don't want to sugarcoat any of the difficulties and stress, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But I thought I would share, this is a list I've shared in my book, and I wrote an article for Military Spouse Magazine, and I'll link to those. These are some things that I have learned from my own military brats. So the first one is the importance of being flexible. So their ability to adapt to whatever situation we're in is truly amazing. They have a flexibility about life that I feel like I am still learning. So when I wrote a chapter in my book about military kids, we were in the hotel. So we were leaving DC. We were moving to Hawaii. Not going to complain about that. We loved that. And I can't remember which hurricane it was, decided to make landfall. It was like the first time in DC in years and years that they'd had anything. And we always joke that we seem to bring on whatever natural disaster has like not happened in 100 years. We seem to always be there for it wherever we live. And so it came right. We had packed out our house and we were in the hotel. And so my husband was trying to do his out processing and all the offices were closed because everybody had not evacuated, but they'd closed down everything. And so he ended up staying and I ended up leaving with the kids because we still had our tickets and we're like, well, let's just get out. And he said, go ahead and go. Let me just have that part done, checked off the list. And so we were kind of sitting in the hotel the night before we left. I feel like the power went out too. And I was probably not in the best mood, probably a little grumpy. And I remember looking at my kids and going, okay, we're all grumpy. And I was like, oh, they're not grumpy. The girls were giving each other a manicure. The kids were playing dominoes and card games with their dad. We were just trying to just kill time. And I was amazed about their ability to adapt to whatever situation we find ourselves in. That is a lesson that they just have. They really are so flexible. Another lesson is resiliency. And I know that's a catchphrase. It has been for a long time. But when I look at my military kids, I can't help but think of them as resilient because they've had so many challenges. I mean, the moves. I think by the time my youngest daughter was 14, she'd moved 9 times already. Dealing with deployments, being the new kid, reinventing themselves over and over and over and constantly adjusting to new cultures and places and countries. And they have managed it with so much grace. They really, I don't want to use the word inspiring over and over, but they really do inspire me. Another thing my kids have taught me is to find fun wherever you are. Like I mentioned with the hotel, they're like, okay, well, we're stuck in here. So we're going to learn how to play this domino game. Another thing my kids did, I think my husband instituted this, was whenever we'd pack out, you know, we were in the middle of a move. Once everything was loaded, you know, you have this big empty house. They made up a game called Wall Ball with this little rubber ball that wouldn't damage the wall, but like they could throw it against the wall and like dive and catch it. It was so silly. And I just always knew that was going to be part of our move. I'd be outside or whatever, and I would hear inside, it's time for Wall Ball. So it's just like something so simple, and they are just masters of finding fun wherever they can. Another thing I've learned from my military kids is to focus on the positive. They try to cheer each other up. I remember one of my husband's deployments, my second son was a teenager, and so it was so cute because he would come in from classes or from doing all kinds of activities, you know, band or whatever. And if he could tell I wasn't doing great, all of a sudden he'd disappear, like walk over to the Shop-It, and he would just come in and like real silently just slide a little chocolate bar across to me. And I was like, how cute. They just try to find ways to find something positive in the day or to create something positive. They cry together too, of course, but they've lived out how to look on the bright side and how to find something positive and try to lift each other's spirits. I think a lot of you will relate to this one. Everybody is a potential friend. That is another lesson I've learned from my military kids. They have the most interesting, eclectic assortment of friends. They can't understand why you would ever leave anybody out or why you would not just be friends with anybody, no matter skin color, beliefs, whatever. They are all potential friends because they'll judge you on how you act and that's about it. So they don't have some of the mindsets that some of us older people have. They know what makes a true friend because they've lived it. Another thing I've learned from my military kids is to embrace this life. I feel like a military kid could have invented the term YOLO because you only live once. They just embrace big and small risks, which can be a little scary. I've seen them from reaching out to somebody who didn't have a friend and taking that risk and not being afraid of looking stupid to my kids learned how to ski in the Alps. We were in Germany and they never skied before. And I'm like, you don't even understand what you're on, you know, but they're like, oh, this is so awesome. And I just think that both those acts take equal amounts of bravery. They appreciate the small things. They don't take anything for granted because they have been through some stuff. My kids don't even take things like electricity for granted. Like I said, we have been through so many natural disasters and power outages. When we were in Guam, we were there when my kids were pretty young. We went through two super typhoons in 1 week. I've probably talked about this before, but when you have no power and you have no water, you really, really appreciate getting that back on. And I think the funny thing is, too, the base opened up the chow hall so that families could come eat there. And my kids thought it was just the funnest thing. But for the longest time, after our power came back on, my little toddler would run around, switch on the lights and just clap. She would go, "White's on, white's on." So you just look at them and you just have to go, you know what? I really should appreciate that my lights are on. They are fearless. Every kid responds to life differently, but you just watch them come in somewhere new and they take chances because they've learned they have to. And maybe they don't like it either. They don't want to, but I just find their fearlessness has really taught me so much. They believe the world is an amazing place. My youngest was better traveled when she was 10 than I was at 20. So I try to look at the world through their eyes. There's always something new to be discovered and places to explore. Another thing I've learned from my military kids is patriotism. You can't teach them anything about this topic because they have lived it. Our kids have watched their family members serve the military and serve our country. My kids, you will not see them slouching or sitting down. If you hear the national anthem, they're the ones that stand up. You see them in neighborhoods. They used to be jumping on the trampoline and the anthem came on in the afternoon. You'd look out the window and they'd all be stopped with their hand on their heart. I just think because it's cost them so much that they cannot take it lightly. They are my absolute heroes. I would love to hear from you what you've learned from your military kids. So I wanted to share with you some resources for military kids. You can find these on my site. The Military and Family Life Counseling Program, I don't know if you've heard of this, it's called MFLEC. They are trained to work with the military community, and your child is eligible for this. It's free. So you can find child and youth behavioral counseling. And they support military kids with all sorts of issues, low self-esteem, behavioral problems, changes at home. And they are trained to help specifically military kids. So you can check that out at Military One Source. I had mentioned MSEC, Military Child Education Coalition, and I believe they have a podcast as well. Their vision is to make every military-connected child make sure they are college, work, and life ready. And they do this by educating, advocating, and collaborating to resolve education challenges associated with the military lifestyle. So they are all about continuity of education, and they advocate for kids, and they give you lots of tools. Definitely want to check out all their vast resources that they have on their site. Operation We Are Here, I've mentioned them before. This is a website that has exhaustive lists of resources for all aspects of military and veteran families. They have quite a military child and teen resource directory. Like, I couldn't even list it all. They have books, EFMP resources, lists of that, deployment programs and resources. EFMP, if you don't know, is the Exceptional Family Member Program. So they have a list of all the resources for that. They have, oh my goodness, childcare, military parenting, moving, books, coloring pages, online resources, deployment resources, products, links to homeschooling resources and military learning material, and even teaching about Afghanistan, Iraq, and other countries, like maybe where your service member is deployed. If you could spend days with that list. I think they do a great job of rounding up some of the best resources for the military community. Military Kids Connect. This is put together by the Department of Defense. So Military Kids Connect is an interactional program for kids of all ages, along with resources for military parents. They also have a spot that's a message board. It's a safe place where they can post a question or ask questions to start a conversation with their peers. And this message board meets the Child Online Privacy Protection Act by not collecting personal identifiable information. And a subject matter expert reviews all the posts before publishing. So it's moderated. You don't have to worry about any bullying or any kind of predators. So basically, it's a safe place where military youth can get connected. Operation Purple Camp, if you've not heard of that, that's put together by the National Military Family Association, and it is a summer camp just for military kids. It is a free week of camp where they can connect with other kids. At Operation Purple Camp, they say that military kids serve too. This year, the in-person and virtual camp applications are opening on April 19th. So they'll have a true summer camp experience, complete with arts and crafts, outdoor activities, and thrive in an environment with fully trained counselors. Seasons of My Military Student, Practical Ideas for Parents and Teachers. It is a book by Amanda Tremios and Stacy Alsbrook Heisman. You may remember that I spoke with them on episode 37, and again on episode 47 about back to school for military kids during COVID-19. So they were on 37 and they came back and revisited 47. I should probably bring them back and talk about how things are going now with things reopening, but they just offer so much practical information for military families. They're educators and connected with advocating for military kids. Meg Flanagan, Education Solutions. She is a military spouse, mom, and teacher, and author of the book, Talk to the Teacher. And again, she joined me on episode, oh gosh, what was it? It was one of my very first episodes, episode 7, where she talks about advocating for military kids' education and what she does, and also tips for parents as they help their kids, you know, transfer credits or change schools, and all of the challenges that go along with that. It can be an issue, especially depending on what state you're in. So take a look at episode 7 and Meg Flanagan. So here are some resources for helping your kids through a move. I've written a lot about that. I'm going to link to a bunch of different articles. When your military child doesn't want to move, 11 tips for PCS move with a toddler, PCSing without your older kids. I've known families that as their kids get into high school and about to graduate, where they either stay behind to finish out their senior year, or even just leaving behind your college age kids, and the difference between that and moving when they're little, moving during your child's senior year, 7 tips to help your child cope with the PCS. Again, this is all going to be a list that you can take a look at. Getting your kids excited about moving overseas. One thing I did want to mention was the youth sponsorship program. That is an amazing thing for kids, and I know a lot of people don't know about it. Did you know that you can connect your kids with a peer before you even move to a new duty station? These are usually administered by the school or youth services programs at the installation level. So check out with your sponsor if they have a youth sponsorship program where you can connect your child with somebody, because that can help so, so much. Pretty similar to the traditional sponsor program that the military has, but this version matches kids, a kid to kid. Being introduced to one new friend can make such a difference for a military kid. Pre-PCS school checklist, that's from Military by Owner, talking about homeschooling and military life, how that's a natural fit, that we did that. So if you're interested in that, I have some resources for that, and homeschooling through a move, where I interviewed a couple other ladies that are longtime homeschoolers, and we shared our thoughts about that. Have you ever heard of School Digger? You can find out about school performance before you arrive if you're looking at test scores, rankings, school and district boundaries, student to teacher ratios, all kinds of useful metrics. So when you have moved and are looking, trying to figure out where you're going to live, what is this? Everybody's like, oh, top rated schools. Well, find out for yourself. School Digger, you can look up specifically about schools. Private School Review is another site where you can plug in where you're headed and find reviews of private schools if you're looking for that. And then, back to the youth sponsorship program. MSEC, the Military Child Education Coalition, also has a program called Student to Student. And that is a high school level program that brings military and civilian students together to welcome new students, create a positive environment, and ease transitions. So kind of along the same lines as the youth sponsorship program. Your student might be interested in becoming one of the sponsors for Student to Student and helping other kids moving into the area. For kids going through a parent's deployment, on episode 32, I did a whole list of deployment resources for your military family. So take a look at that. The Comfort Crew for military kids. I am actually going to be talking to Trevorrow, Maine, soon from Comfort Crew. I'm really excited to bring you his thoughts about that program. I don't know if you've seen it. We first encountered it overseas where they come in and talk to schools and they have these comfort kits and you can request them. I do believe there is a waiting list because it's by donation because it's a 501c3. So that is a really cool thing for especially younger kids to not feel alone during their parents' deployment. But they also have other things. They have helping military families reconnect. They have resources for helping military children handle loss, taking care of kids of injured heroes, and they're With You All the Way tour. I don't know that that's going on right now with COVID, but that is such an amazing thing. If you ever are someplace where they have the Comfort Crew for kids come in, I would really encourage you to connect because they really made a difference for my youngest child. And I think that you would really get a lot out of what they have to offer. United Through Reading, I don't know if you've heard of this before. It is a program that has an app now, and it's connecting parents reading to their children while they're away from each other. They serve all the military branches for all types of separations. And what they do is they can help a military member make a recording for their child reading a book together. And so just check with your command to see if there's a United Through Reading site near you. If they don't have one, contact them and they can help you establish a program at your location. So just check their current program list, unitedthroughreading.org. So I think that's it for now. If you're interested in signing your child up for the Operation Purple Camp, their applications open for in-person and virtual camp April 19th. And they have a list of all the locations they're going to be holding them. And yes, there's about a dozen places they'll be holding them, including Alaska and Hawaii. I hope something on this list helps you with your military kids. And if you have a resource that you love that I didn't mention and you think I should share with my audience, please let me know and I will take a look at it for sure. If you have a military kid in your life, hug them, thank them, and appreciate them more than ever this month during the month of the military child. And if you are a military child yourself or you were, I can't say thank you enough for what you've sacrificed and all that you've done for our country, even when you didn't have a say in the matter. We can't thank you enough or appreciate you enough. And I hope that wherever you are in the world, that you have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Mill Spouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at millspousematters.com or on social media as @millspousematters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.